Okay, number five on the agenda, Merrick and Marta Grossman. Hi, how are you?
Good evening. My name is Marta Grossman. I live on 47 Bloomberg Drive, is my wife.
Okay.
And I get my paper.
Have the vice chairman swear you in, please.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so why don't you describe your application to us and what it is you'd like to do?
Okay, so we are asking to place a shed much closer to the property than the, and that is required.
And is that property line your neighbor's property line?
Yes.
Yes.
So, you guys have this, right?
Yes.
This is the north side, and another building is right here. We would like to set the shed right here in this corner, which is actually listed right here on the application.
Just give us a second while we come to this assembly. Okay, so you don't want to put it in the back corner of the property?
That is correct, right here, northwest.
Okay. How large is the shed?
Large, about 16 by 20.
16 by 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. May I show you some pictures, but I got only on the phone?
Sure.
Okay. So, doesn't really show on a blueprint how this thing look, but this is the picture from our porch facing the west side. And you see over here there's a tent which we put on the purpose of this meeting, and we would like to place the shed right here behind this pine tree. And here is the north border with Bill, right here. So if we place this shed where it's required, basically it will be right here. So that will be our beautiful view from the porch. So no matter how beautiful we want this thing, we can't do much about it. Now, also I would like to show you a couple of pictures which shows actually our west border, because it's not directly border with the neighbors. It's like a little valley over here. This is our property line over here. Then over here is a little valley. Then we got two neighbors on the other side of the valley. So we are not like throwing anything right in the face of our neighbors on the west side.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions during this application?
Sure.
Just if you could please state your name.
Yeah. Bill Salisbury. I live at 51 Blueberry Drive. The back of the property is elevated, and if he was to move that shed closer towards his house, it'd be on a huge incline on that section right there. And personally, I don't have any problems at all with him having it closer on to my side at all, so.
Okay.
So,
great. Thank you.
Yep. All
right. Board members, any questions? Okay. Everybody's comfortable voting on this evening?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. I don't hear any objections. Good. Okay, so like the previous couple of applications, the board is prepared to vote on this tonight, so we'll take a vote. Before I close the public hearing to take the vote, do you have any final comments you'd like to make in support of your application?
No,
this is okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair amount of opportunity to present your application?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, it's a straightforward shed application. Needs a couple of 15-foot variances. unless anyone feels the need to deliberate this, I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to grant a 15-foot north side variance and a 15-foot west side rear variance.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Paul with a second. Rob, if you could address the record and certainly you want.
Whether an undesirable change will reduce the character of the neighborhood? No, absolutely not. Nobody in the neighborhood other than Pat Horn and his neighbors will be able to see the shed. And I think the shed is a necessary element that he needs, or he wouldn't get such a large one. Whether the benefits other applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance? Well, yes, he could put it in the middle of his backyard, but that would be an eyesore. Whether the requested variance is substantial? It is arguably substantial, but importantly, his neighbor doesn't object to it. So I think that goes against the fact that it's so substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environment, there's been no testimony suggesting that. Whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, I'd say yes, but only to the extent that, like most people in the town of Southeast, he wants to show on his property.
Yes. Thank you, Ron. Roll call vote, Steve. I'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Rod?
In favor.
Paul?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
John?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. Here, Mrs. Grant.
Thank you.
Just wait one sec, okay? Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Thank you.